Masechet Eduyot Perek Bet Mishnah He will now list three different laws that were said in front of Rabbi Ishmael, and he did not give a definitive answer, prohibited or permitted, because the context and the situation matter. Mishnah says, Shelosha Devarim Amru Lifnei Rabbi Ishmael, Velo Amar Bahem Lo Isur Velo Hateh. There were three different things discussed in front of Rabbi Ishmael. His students asked him three different questions, three different cases, but he didn't comment on them. He didn't say if they were allowed or not allowed, because the situation changes the allowance or the prohibition. Upershan Biyehoshua ben Matyah. Biyehoshua ben Matyah explained them. He clarified the circumstances where it would be permitted and where it would be prohibited. Number one, Hamefis Mursa beShabbat. If somebody pierces a pimple or a boil on Shabbat, Imla Asot LaPeh Hayav. If the person's doing it in order to make an opening so that air would come into that spot and it would dry it out, in that case, Hayav, he would be liable for making a, for melacha, for being boneh, for building on Shabbat. He's constructing an opening, and that would be an isur deoraita of building on Shabbat. But if he's doing it to remove the pus from it, he's not doing it to create an opening at all. He's not considered to be boneh. So therefore, in that situation, it's a melacha shena sericha ligufa. It's a person doing a certain action that's not for a purpose that he would normally do it for. And therefore, it would be permissible. It would only normally be derabanan, but here, since it's because of sa'ad, because of pain, the rabbis did not decree rabbinically on it. Number two, second question. Ve'al hasad nahash be'shabbat. Somebody who traps a snake on Shabbat. Im mita'asek shelo yishkenu. Rabbi Yoshua says, if he's involved with the snake so that the snake is not going to bite him, because he doesn't want to get hurt, he has no interest in the snake itself. So therefore, when he's grabbing it, he doesn't really want it. It's not for the purpose itself. So therefore, patur, he's not liable for doing a melacha, because he doesn't really want the snake. He's not trapping it to keep it. So therefore, it's also a melacha she'ena sericha legufa. Vim lirfu'a haya, but if he's trapping the snake so that he could use the snake for medicine or for other types of purposes, he would be liable. He would be haya for the trapping, because he does, because in this case, he does want the actual snake. The third question they asked Rabbi Ishmael has to do with the laws of Tum'ah. And in certain situations, people would make a pot by heating a ball of earthenware, of clay, in an oven. And then they would split the ball in half, and they would have two separate pots. So the question becomes, if the pots could become tameh before they were split, while they were in the oven and they came out, and then they usually split into two and turned into two different pots, are they considered to be a utensil, a keli, which could receive tum'ah or not before it was split into two? Ve'al lefasin ironiyot. If there were sealed pots made by villagers, that means it's not split yet. Shehem tehorot be'ohel hamet. Yehoshua says that if they were in the ohel of a met, if they were under the roof of a corpse, they remain tameh. Utme'ot be'masa hazav. But they do become tameh through being carried by a person who was a zav, who had an emission. What Rabbi Yehoshua is basically saying is the fact that while the pots are still stuck together, they're not considered to be a utensil, and therefore they wouldn't become tameh from the ohel, from the tent that's over them, because it's only transmitted if there's an opening. If there's an opening to that utensil, and if not, if it's completely sealed, then it doesn't become tameh. But if a zav moves or touches these attached pots, they do become tameh, because the tum'ah of a zav is passed over through the touch that it has, and it doesn't matter if the vessels are closed or not. Rabbi Elazar ben Sadok omer, af b'masa hazav tehorot, says Rabbi Elazar ben Bar Sadok. He argues on that last case. He says, even in a situation where the pots are closed, they were never split, they're tahor, even if they're carried by a zav, mipenesh, shelo nigmera melachtan, because they're not completely finished. They're not actual vessels. Two pots aren't there, they're not finished until they're fully separated. So therefore, unfinished kelim cannot become tameh whatsoever.